Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get to bring back our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a financial columnist for Yahoo Finance. He's the author of Rebounders, which I'm proud to say we helped him launch on the show. He's our good friend Rick Newman. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Always good to be with you.
Hey, Rick, a couple of years ago, I was at a sustainability conference in Washington, D.C., and I was talking to a guy from England. He was complaining about what big carbon footprints Americans have, our big houses, our big cars, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I said, we love our big houses. He said, yeah, but you're going to have to learn how to live in smaller spaces like us.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, well, you're out of your mind. But now you've been doing some research lately. Was he closer to being right than me?
Oh, I think he's totally right. And what we, you know, some of these things are actually beginning to change because, for obvious reasons. I mean, a lot of people have lower incomes; they just have less money to spend.
Yeah.
There's no likely prospect for that, you know, getting a lot better anytime soon for some people. But you know, I recently did a segment here at Yahoo Finance on a book written by this guy named Tyler Cowen, who's an economist. But he writes in a real interesting way, despite the fact that he's an economist. His book is called Average is Over, and one of the things he talks about in that book is, look, living standards are going to decline. It's almost a mathematical fact.
Why though?
Simply because we've picked all the low-hanging fruit, basically. You know, the last 40, 50 years in the U.S. economy were sort of a magical time when the wealth that was created here mostly stayed here because globalization hadn't hit yet.
Yep.
These days now we have digital technology, which is replacing a lot of workers. So sort of the golden era for the middle class, in his view, and a lot of other people's, is over. That doesn't mean nobody can get ahead anymore, and it doesn't mean everyone's going to be poverty-stricken, but it does mean a lot of people will have to will have lower living standards. And, you know, this is already happening. I mean, I don't think we're making predictions about the future. It's happening
right now. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't agree that this is a state of a condition that we're going to be in forever, but I do believe, and I talked about this, who did I talk about this with within the last few days? I do believe, though, that we are in a generational period where the workplace is reordering, and it is going to take a generation at least to work through the unemployment, the redirecting of workers, the re-education of workers, the alignment of education with what the marketplace needs. I do think that's going to take a generation, and that's going to lead back to this the prophecy of your author you mentioned.
Well, the way I think about it, I agree with that, and the way I think about it is right now it is harder to get ahead in general, and I think that means there are fewer winners and more losers. I think it's just kind of that
there's
simple.
There's another thing that I talked about this in the last hour, and I've been, this is one of my soapboxes, Brett. I mean, Rick, and I think you and I may have talked, you may have heard me on this soapbox before, and that is that Wall Street is become a class of traders, not a class of investors. And when you do more trading than investing, you create wealth for yourself without creating opportunity for anybody else. And I do think that we've got the Wall Street tail wagging the Main Street dog. And I think that's something that we could fix without having to wait a generation. What do you think?
Well, it first makes me wonder how many soapboxes you have, Jim.
I have many soapboxes.
Yeah, I think that's right. But I mean, you can sit. I think we spend too much time saying this is good, this is bad, we like this, we're appalled by this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you have to look at the way the market works with, you know, somewhat dispassionately and say, what kind of skills does the market reward right now? And the fact is, it rewards the skills that financial engineers is the term they prefer.
Right.
You call them traders. Some people call them a lot worse than that. Thieves,
yeah.
Even.
Yeah, this is the market, this is family
the
radio.
Rewards, yeah, the market rewards those skills, whether you like it or not. And there are other skills the market rewards, and not too many people have the skills right now that the market rewards.
So, well, right now, the three classes in America that I break the marketplace into three classes: the trader class, the political class, and the investor class. And the investor class built America, but now most of the investor class is on Main Street. We outnumber the others, but we're not more powerful than the others. What do you think?
I think that's right, and I think there's a fourth class, which is the worker bee class, and I think that's who's being hurt the most right now, in addition to a lot of the folks on Main Street.
And I actually lump the worker into my investor class because they're homeowners, they're savers. And
some of them?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, those are lucky ones.
I need your website, please.
RickJNewman.com.
Check it out, folks. Don't forget his book, Rebounders. Stay with us. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
He bring a strong man to his knees. He make the younger mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.